So Foo Fighters with Run on Spark West Sunderland Live at 3:10 on Thursday afternoon. My name's Liam.
Hope you're doing all right. I'm Nath.
Cheers for joining us. Well, 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 what a week it has been. A whole 7 days have passed since we were last in your ears, and we're back.
It's been a long week, really.
It has. It's been a bank holiday weekend as well, which meant that we were at a certain Creamfield. If you heard last week's show, we tried our very best to get ourselves to some kind of festival, and something came through.
And they let us in.
And they let us in. No joke, we were actually at Creamfields this weekend, and it was amazing. It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant.
It was pretty fantastic, like.
How are you feeling since we've been back?
I'm having the festival blues. You know when you kind of listen to every song that you remember from the festival? I'm sure everyone's doing it now this week, where they either went to Creamfields, Leeds or Reading or whatever, and you're just like, oh, remember that time? Let's take me back.
Yeah.
And it's not quite the same, is it?
Well, we were sat in the office and Martin Solvig came on Jordan's show before us.
He's not
bullied. Of course, we saw Martin Solvig at Creamfields, and he played All Stars, and it was absolutely amazing.
If
you want to hear what we're talking about, just go on any kind of social media place, search for Creamfields 2017, Martin Solvig, and somebody must have put All Stars on because it went off. I think Lee's got a video. I might see if I can get it off Lee and I'll put it on. It was incredible.
I mean, if you want more of that as well, Fridays from 7, it is the Creamfields Dance Revolution special.
Amazing.
It's a big show.
All the interviews, just loads and loads of great music.
Massive.
We were actually there getting all kinds of different stuff. It's so, so good. Some downsides. Inevitably, you're at a festival, you're going to lose things. Yeah. So I've lost my glasses, which I kind of need to see. So I can see short distance, but I can't see long distance, so I'm really struggling to see things. Metro station today, like, what train is coming? Is it Hilton? Is it Shields? You've just got to sort of gamble and guess.
I mean,
thankfully it was the right one.
You could have ended up at the beach.
I could have ended up at the beach. One of the beaches. It would still have been a nice day. I wouldn't have been here, but I would have been enjoying myself.
The
glasses were gone. I lost my watch for a bit as well. I've lost two pairs of headphones.
Two.
I've lost my little earbuddy ones, and I've also lost my like big proper headphones ones, so I'm a bit annoyed about that, really.
And I lost a packet of biscuits as well.
What kind of biscuits were they, crucially?
They're
nice.
Them ones. They were gone, though.
Oh.
I was fuming because I was looking forward to
them. It's a shame because they're really good. They're underrated, them ones.
I don't know where they are. They're probably still in the field.
They might be.
Unless someone's taking them and probably enjoying the biscuits right now.
Oh,
them biscuits.
But this is where things are going to change, though. This is where all my fortunes are going to change. So I've lost so much this weekend. No weight, unfortunately.
Does that mean it's time for a win?
I feel like it is time for a win. Mm. So you can imagine my delight this morning on the metro, since I've also run out of data as well on my phone. Transfer blooming deadline day. I've got no data and no headphones.
It's not going well for you, is it?
It's not going well. So I actually read things on a screen, like, you know, actual paper.
The thing is, though, is I'm confused because you had no data.
Yeah.
You had no glasses.
Yeah.
So how can you read with no glasses?
I can read short distance things, but I can't read far away things.
Right, okay, I'm with that now.
So I'm reading this magazine, Film Magazine, you know, I haven't read one for a long time because I'm just so sucked in all technology things.
I think I might have forgot how to read, I've not read that long.
Yeah, I know, me too. So this morning, once I figured out how to read again, and I flicked through a few pages, it had one of these things in it, and it's a £1 million cash ticket. So I feel like after all the stuff that's happened, this is where things turn around. This is where things all change.
Let's see what's in it.
This could be £1 million, and if it is, what if it is?
I mean, it could well not be as well.
I think I would get driving lessons. I think I'd probably buy the apartment I live in.
Right, Liam, I'm going to give you a suggestion.
Uh-huh.
Open it.
All right, okay. I'm already spending all the money. I haven't even got it.
Stop planning what you're trying to do and, you know,
okay.
See if you've won. Because if you haven't, you need to plan about what you're not going to do.
Well, let's... Don't ruin me buzz, by the way.
Okay, here we go.
Such a buzz.
This is from a magazine on the Metro, can we add?
So, printed on the reverse of this ticket, you'll find three symbols. Two matching symbols could win £20,000. Even that would be good. Even 20 grand would be pretty sweet.
I mean, it would be very decent.
Three matching symbols up to £1 million.
Didn't.
I'm not going to believe it.
Didn't.
Okay, so the first one. Helicopter.
Has he won?
Kangaroo. I've got £20,000 off the first one.
No, you haven't.
Look. Look at that. Kangaroo, helicopter. And then look at the second one as well. The other one. Uh-huh, yeah.
You've got three elephants?
I've got three elephants.
Have you won a million pounds?
I've got, yeah. I've won £1 million. All for reading a magazine.
You just won £1 million.
I've just won £1 million! I've just won £1 million.
Well, you've won £1 million and 20,000 on top of that. Can you submit two?
They can keep the 20 grand as long as I've got £1 million.
Nah.
And there's no catch. That's the best bit. It's just £1 million. There's no small print. There's no anything like that. I've won £1 million.
This is unbelievable.
I've won £1 million.
You've got three elephants.
I've got three elephants. I've won £1 million.
I think I might be having heart palpitations. I've not won.
Well, I might give you. You can have the 20 grand.
Okay, I'll just pull it off now.
Yeah. There you go. You can have the 20 grand. I'll get my £1 million, though.
It's got three elephants.
Happy day. It's three elephants. Let's enjoy some Pink, Millionaire Boys. What about? I can't believe I'm a millionaire.
It's not real.
Wait, what? You saw me open it. You saw me open the thing. Look, well, here's the 20 grand. You've got the million. Quickly pass that back now. You've got the £1 million one. I'm not giving you £1 million.
You have to understand.
You're going to have the 20 grand one.
Look,
there.
You have to understand that this is not real.
Print on the reverse of this ticket, you'll find three symbols. Three matching symbols could win up to £1 million.
Which is not real.
How do you know?
Because I can see it's not real. It's on a magazine off the Metro. Liam, give them a call.
Yeah, but it says I get £1 million.
Ring them.
It just gets posted, doesn't it?
I want you to ring them now and get them on and prove to me that this will just ring out and it's not real.
Okay. Fine.
Call them.
Fine.
Because I'm not convinced. Now, if you get any of these things in the magazine in the future on the Metro, do not pick them up. Liam is convinced that this is real.
I am convinced.
It's not.
It is real.
It's not real.
It is real.
So if you pick one, do not do what we're doing, because... See?
If I wait, they'll come in, though, won't they?
Right. Okay, we'll wait.
We'll wait. Come on. Beep, beep.
He's waiting for his £1 million. It's not happening.
I'm a millionaire. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. Any day now, come on.
It's not real. See? Cut you off.
I'll just try again.
So...
Don't you dare! What are you doing?
And this paper...
That was your 20 grand!
This 20 grand...
No!
All over the studio.
Well, that's your fault.
It's not real.
That's your fault. You're not going to get your 20 grand. My £1 million will stay intact.
Liam, I'm not interested to play a song.
You can't treat a millionaire like this.
It's not real. See, they've just put you down on the phone. Call them again.
I will. Look out my window, It's Bonsai with I Feel Alright. I did feel alright, but I think I've been had.
Yes, good afternoon. You're listening to Spark, where Sunderland lives. It's Nathan Liam driving you home for your Thursday. And I've found a claim form for this £1 million that Liam thinks he's won, which
one.
He hasn't.
I have one.
And what we're going to do to keep him, you know, quiet, because he hasn't won, and next week we'll realise he hasn't won, but we're going to send this off to... It's Lancaster. So we're going to send this off to Lancaster. It's the £1 million lucky bag, which Liam hasn't won, and we're going to send it, and we're going to wait for a response, and we will keep you informed in the due course of this.
I've won £1 million. I don't know. Is it just a jealousy thing? Like, because I've won £1 million, just trying to like kill me buzz.
I mean, it's not real.
They might have just been busy. They must give away a lot of money. They must give away a lot of these £1 million things.
Well,
or even the 20 grand ones.
I've not noticed that you was on the Metro to South Hilton. Every single person that had the magazine that you had has also won £1 million within that one Metro.
Yeah, but they might have though. They might have been really generous. I'm sure if I called them again, they would pick up this time.
We're sending a letter to Lancaster, and then it'll come back, and we can prove that you won't win £1 million.
No, well, they'll send it back, and they'll be like...
So they're going to put £1 million in an envelope?
Or a cheque.
I mean...
Or they could, like, courier it. They could put it in, like, a big mail van or whatever. And I don't care how I get it, as long as I get it. I don't really care how it comes.
Nope.
PayPal is fine, any kind of, like, money transfer thing. Put it straight in my online bank. I can give them my sort code if they want. I'll give them my account number, sort code, and... mother's maiden
I mean,
name.
To be fair, I owe you £140, so that might pay for me as well.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to get this £1 million in.
Maybe we just march down to Lancaster ourselves.
I mean, it's not on the reel. It's not happening.